This is episode number 2236 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, June 23rd, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Well, it seems old Kimmy has finally found her new style.
Oh.
Yes. She's been pretty open about the difficulties of dressing herself without the help of Yay.
Oh, jeez. Look, what did she do before? She got by just fine without him. And her sisters
that's been
seem
a while.
To dress themselves okay. So, I mean, it's like,
But he
I
was
know
very she, specific.
And she's, I think she's self-conscious because he told her after the thing last fall when they were split up that she looked like Marge Simpson. And she apparently went and found the episode he was talking about, and she did. She's wearing the same thing that Marge Simpson was wearing in an episode of The Simpsons. Yet another way the Simpsons have foretold the future.
Well, Kimmy, she shed some light on her new aesthetic during a chat in New York on Tuesday.
Okay.
And, you know, she was pretty open.
Yeah.
I would say it's definitely like future alien Barbie vibes.
Future alien Barbie vibes. Wow.
That's what she said.
Wow.
So when she was asked to describe her personal style at present, and then she also said, I do struggle with casual. I'm trying to get better at that. Sounds
she
like
struggles she, with casual.
I'm telling you, real world problems,
yeah,
Kim.
Yeah, Kim, real world. Yep, yep.
Especially probably standing in your closet that's bigger than my house.
Oh, you know it.
For her,
you know it.
For her visit with magazine editors, Kim wore a white baby tee tied up to show off her midriff.
Okay.
Plus a pair of her beloved Balenciaga pantaleggings.
Pantaleggings.
In graphic red, white, and blue.
Oh, my God. Are those the ones that have the high heels in them?
I don't know.
At the bottom?
But I know
I think they, yeah, I think
you
that's...
You know, because Kanye probably has spies everywhere, and they probably said, oh, don't look. Don't look.
Right.
So since filing for divorce, she struggled to cultivate a style separate
oh,
from Yates.
On.
I don't know.
Oh,
put on jeans and a t-shirt.
No, she's not going to do that. First off, they don't make jeans to fit her ass. She has to get them specially made.
She can't buy anything off the rack. She doesn't have to.
No, that's true.
She can call someone. They'll be at her house in 5 minutes to whip her up some butt-fitting pants.
I don't want to go into this too deeply, but for another
day. And
that's
what spandex is for. Stretches.
That's what Skims is for. Don't forget.
Oh, sorry.
The right one.
Sorry.
I don't want to go into this very deeply, but let's food for thought in another life.
Uh-huh.
What must it be like to be Kim Kardashian and not be able to go to Marshall's? I'm just saying. What must it be like to have your clothes custom tailored for you?
Yeah.
We're not going to go there right now. We don't have time. But I'm putting that out there in the universe.
Yeah, but you know,
that's something to think about.
Again, she's having issues. I mean, this is like, she's like struggling. I'm having panic attacks. Like,
oh,
what
my.
Do I wear? That's what she told Courtney on a recent episode of The Kardashians. How do I wear something that hasn't been pre-vetted first?
Pre-vetted for her ass. Oh, my God.
Not pre-vetted for her ass. Just pre-vetted.
I have not seen her in public, seriously, wearing anything that was horrendous. Seriously. Have you ever seen her in anything horrendous in the last 10 years?
There's been a couple questionable.
Questionable ones, but I mean, for the most part.
And there's like rubber.
She's well-styled. She's well-styled, and that's... You know, that's what money does.
Plus, she has people to dress her.
I know,
you know?
Right?
Maya Bialik has COVID.
Oh, wow.
She's fully vaxxed and boosted, but revealed this... But did she get the second booster?
I don't know.
Like, not everyone... Well, anyway. Know. Anyway, she revealed this week that she has it. She's immune compromised and has, among other ailments, asthma, the thyroid issues.
See, this is interesting because... I mean, somebody has said, we're all going to get it. So please avoid trying to get it. But, you know, I imagine she's not gotten it before. So this is interesting. Okay. All right. How's she doing with it, does it say?
Mostly, Mayim says she's exhausted.
Oh, yeah.
Since she had mononucleosis, a.k.a. mono.
Mono.
in college.
Oh, she was kissing and telling in college. It's a kissing disease.
She's familiar with exhaustion.
Okay.
Now, sounds like she's plenty worried and talks about it on the latest edition of her podcast.
Oh.
Bialik Breakdown.
I'm going to have to listen to that. Yeah. Everybody that I've talked to that's gotten it, scared to death.
Yeah.
You know, at the height of it, they're scared. Everybody puts on a, you know, brave face.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to be fine. They go. They can't taste. They can't smell. They get up the next day. They feel like crap for 3 or 4 days. Then maybe they start getting a little better, and then there's hope. But, man, for those few days, they really are scared to death. And
yes,
it scares me to death. So
well, I know of people and of known people and known of people who had. Anyway, it can get nasty.
Yeah, it can get nasty.
And we know someone who's
family
members had some.
Yeah, had somebody who had long
for
COVID
30 days.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Had digits removed.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Not good.
So she's taking all sorts of nasty tasting vitamins, which she claims means they are good.
Oh, really?
She's a doctor.
Oh.
I mean, she is a neuroscientist?
Yeah, she's a neuroscientist, yeah.
I suppose she knows what she's talking about.
Yeah, well,
she's not taking it lightly.
Yeah.
So she also just revealed that she's a recovering anorexic.
What?
See, I didn't know that.
I had no idea about that. Wow.
Didn't know.
Wow.
And she identified a lifelong eating disorder 2 years ago and is working through that with therapy.
Wow. Wow. That's a shocker.
It is a shocker. And you know what's a shocker? I'm kind of bummed. That really wasn't a funny story.
No, it wasn't a funny story. But we have to tell the facts sometimes.
This is the Who Cares news.
Yeah, I know, but we have to tell
there's,
the facts.
I mean, there's facts, but...
Yeah, well, you know, we care or we don't care.
And I like my Aunt Bialik.
Well,
I do.
You're one of the few because they want her off of Jeopardy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they want Ken. Everybody's like, no, she's not right for Jeopardy. I don't know. I've never watched, so I don't know. I really don't know. Anyway, have to listen to her podcast. We wish her well. That's the important thing.
Yes.
Is that we wish her well, and I'm sure she'll be fine. I'm sure she'll be fine. All right. With all our apologies to Halle Berry. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares news and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.